there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I welcome you all aboard. You got to stay tuned here because we should have for the last half of the show, and I interviewed him last week on another network and transferred that interview to here. You heard it, I think, Monday. Or was it last week? I can't even remember. But David Horowitz will be here in his best-selling book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, one of my all-time favorite interviewees. I mean, right on the spot, man, I'll tell you, he's pretty close to being perfect. I took yesterday, I don't know how you spent your day, Laurie, but all day yesterday, I spent with the most tedious task I could imagine. You know, my wife is, I'll clean this out, clean that out. It took me all day, and I'm still only half done, to clean out all the stuff that I've accumulated for years and years, and papers and thousands of business cards. And there's tons more to go. I'm a hoarder. Oh, it was exhausting, but I did it. I never thought I could do it. So you can do anything you want, folks. Who's overcome adversity like this before? Women walking around in Africa, crossing the Turkish border with their two-year-old son and on their necks and a basket of food on their head all the way across. What I did yesterday was tougher. Boy, we got it easy, haven't we? So tell all the anarchists, all the people in this country who are unhappy to get the hell out. Just get out. Stop complaining. Get out. We don't want you here. You don't want to be here. Thing is, they're all gutless, left-wing progressives who will never stand behind what they say. Well, we had a great move yesterday in politics. Lieutenant General H.R. Masters, who was nominated by Donald Trump to be the National Security Advisor. And hey, look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend, oh, I've known about him for years. I haven't. But I'll tell you, when both sides of the aisle stand up and applaud this guy for all of his accomplishments, I mean, I have to say, wow, great job, Mr. President. And that's one area. I mean, I'm pretty much happy with as much as I know. You know, I just want to keep qualifying that. Pretty much happy with the selections, especially for foreign diplomacy. I'll explain the difference here in a moment. I didn't like Mike Flynn. There was a lot of ambiguity about him, a lot of whether he would be telling the truth in certain situations that came out there. And I don't get it. 30-year career, outstanding career, great credentials. And when I would see him, scores of times being interviewed on television, I just get that lousy feeling. I said, oh, well, listen, what do I know? And I still don't know anything. But he's gone. Now, take a look. If you want to have somewhat negative perspective of this president, he just keeps throwing up those flags, and I just wish he wouldn't. But this is what we're going to have for 4 years, and I'm going to say, oh, boy, just don't make that one major stupid mistake like Milo Yiannopoulos made. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. The people Trump is putting into security positions in Homeland Security and the Secretary of Defense and National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. I'm still not sure about the Secretary of State and Rex Tillerson. I mean, the jury may be a little out on that. Probably good guy. But all military people, you remember during the campaign, I know more than the generals. It's just part of the yin-yang approach of Donald Trump, which is ingrained in his personality. But I love his choices overseas. I think there's too much inexperience in the White House. You see, I think that because he realizes that he knows so little about foreign policy that he's brought in the people who I hope aren't yes, Mr. President people, and I guess they're not, yet at home in domestic policy. It's just the opposite. He feels he can rule the roost. He did it as a business exercise for years. And again, I don't want to play psychologist, psychoanalyst, psychiatrist, therapist. But it's an interesting observation on how Trump is handling things. But you know, I will tell you. But national security is the most important issue we have here today. We have all the others, and we'll be talking about as much as we can with David Horowitz a little bit later in the show. The other thing I want to bring up here, I generally don't watch Bill Maher. As bright as he is, he can be a rather despicable human being. Every once in a while, he'll come up with something enlightening. Add on Breitbart's and British columnist, the gay, and I mention this because this is important, the gay guy, Milo Yiannopoulos, that very handsome 32-year-old. He was on the show. I happened to see it. I just happened to click on it. So I think I'll watch this. And it was a black comedian and a black politician, and then I think a conservative white guy. Who was some senatorial position in Rhode Island. And the show got really vicious attacks on, just vicious. Four-letter words thrown at Milo while he was on. And I have to say, boy, he handled it well. He's the one who got booted from a talk he was giving at the Berkeley. All the burning and the tearing down of things, and the liberals say, oh, no, these aren't paid groups, and, you know, they're justifying it. I mean, it's Tea Party never did anything like that. Okay, that's fine. Now we got chosen by Grover Norquist and others to be the CPAC speaker, which is an honor, and, of course, Trump will be there as the keynote. And that's been pulled. He got a $250,000 book contract. I can't remember with which major publisher. That's been pulled from the table. I'd probably be dumped from Breitbart. Here's a guy who's flamboyant, bright, articulate, and smooth as silk. And I think it's the end of his career. Because, when you think of the biggest atrocities, I always think, wow. You know, the rape of women. There was an ISIS fighter who just said, you know, this is part of what you have to do. We raped 200 women. I mean, to me, it's at the top of the list. It's right up there at the top. Raping women, mishandling women. This is right there with it. Pedophilia. And he talked about man-boy relationships and that. Pedophilia was acceptable, and he was 17 when he first had a sexual relationship with a 27-year-old guy. Bingo! End of career. Ever see what happened to Howard Dean with the yahoo? end of Korea. I mean, there are those moments you can live through. Trump keeps living through them. And part of the reason he's living through them is there is such a dedicated and concerted effort in this country to turn things around that he's getting away with things that nobody else could get away with. And I mean, I don't like it. I wish he'd be more presidential, but I think it's something we're all going to have to live with. And if I don't like it, and I'm a conservative, and I'm pretty much in agreement with all of his policies, although there are flip-flops, China, well, it's a one, we're going to have one China, we're going to have two Chinas. Israel, we're going to have one, we're going to have two states, we're going to have one state. And it's part of what most people in office do. They flip-flop. Trump is still getting his feet wet in the office of the presidency, but you know, we all inject ourselves into that position and say, and I'm certainly one of them, I mean, there's no way I'd act that way, but his ratings are higher. He's got more people who like him than dislike him. And his accomplishments so far, both in terms of whom he has selected overseas for positions, almost all generals after he said he knew more than a general. See, him, one other one of the contradictions. And the fact that he's moving ahead on all these major issues is really something to behold. All right, we're going to change pace here. We'll come back. This is Steve Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Kimberly Guilfoyle from the Fox News Channel, co-host of The Five, and I've been on with Stu Taylor. What a guy. Where has he been all my life?
In the early morning. All right, we go actually overseas again with an Author House UK book. The guest here, and I hope I can pronounce this the right way, it's Rosita Adeniran. She is co-author with Colonel Reverend Adeniran Kaboleda. The name of the book is Romantic and Sexual Satisfaction in Marriage. As I mentioned, it's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. And welcome to the show. Can you hear me, Rosita?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank All you. Right. Well, a book is certainly generating a lot of attention anytime we talk about sex. Obviously, the market is big. However, this is in a positive sense in how to make a good marriage, how to make it better. I don't know if the statistics have changed, but it seems to me that the two biggest problems in marriage are, number one, money, and number two, sex. Is that accurate, or has sex become number one?
I think sex is number one now.
All right. Do we have more problems than we used to have, or are we just hearing people who are becoming more vocal about it? Why aren't marriages working?
Because people are not creating enough time for themselves in having sex.
What suggestions do you have about how couples can have a continuous romantic relationship?
I think the basic thing is for couples to create more time for themselves to have romance, and then which is the beginning of sex itself from the book we just published.
Listen, sex in marriage should be the best. It should be great. Are people too impetuous just jumping into relationships on the basis of sex first and then cultivating the relationship? Do they have it backwards?
Well, for people to jump into a relationship just because of sex is not the ideal, because that will definitely fade out. It should take time, because that will make it to be more, to last longer than what, people will just jump. It's just when you jump into sex, just, like that, it's more like, it's not quite different from someone who jumps into sex with a prostitute.
Is your background that of a sex therapist?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Are you a sex therapist? Is this what you do professionally?
Not really, but with years of counseling couples, almost 20 years.
Oh, okay. So you've got a lot of experience.
Out of experience.
What do you think happens when married partners are sexually dissatisfied?
When partners are sexually dissatisfied, it brings infidelity. That is marriage after outside sex. And once couples are separated because of sex, even the mind is also separated. As a result, the couples won't even want to keep the marriage anymore because there's nothing really binding them.
Okay. Do you believe in forgiveness? And it's obviously between the two parties involved in a marriage for infidelity. I mean, that's something I would not accept. That would end the marriage. Do you recommend that people be forgiving? Are there other reasons to keep the marriage going other than kids?
That is why I believe in forgiveness, but that is why we are bringing this up, because when things like this happen, infidelity happens, the partner may say he or she has forgiven, but it's not easy to forget. And sometimes that comes up again, because whenever the partner sees his spouse or so, he may tend to remember, and that tears people apart. So that is why this book is recommended, so that for many who have not gone into infidelity, not to, because it's a scar that cannot be removed easily.
There are different reasons for having sexual problems in a relationship, and one being mentioned is people are too busy, their schedules are conflicting, they're under pressure, they work long hours, they work different hours, and by the time it may be ready to consummate the act, one or both partners really isn't interested. I mean, how do you deal with something like that?
For couples that are really busy, they have to create the time, because sex does not have a particular time. It may be early, before even taking your bath, or the two people take their bath, or at any other time that can be. The two people have to create the time to do it, to have sex.
Do you believe a marriage can be fruitful or successful without a sexual relationship, if both parties are satisfied to have it under those terms, each to his own?
No, I don't believe the marriage can be successful, because this is one of the things that binds a couple together that others don't have. You know, this is a relationship that they can't have with everyone. So this is a special thing for a couple.
What can people take away from this book? What message that might surprise them, or based upon your 20 years of doing this, what kind of advice?
Well, I want the couples to remember that when you don't have continuous or frequent sex, that is tearing the marriage apart. And the best thing is to create time. Money can not make one happy, but good sex can make the family or the couple happy, and it is subsequently rubbed on the whole family, because they will be more intimate, and they will be able to work together in every other aspect of their life.
Did you base this book dependent upon your relationship with patients for the past two decades?
Not really only that, but my relationship with my husband and counseling other people and speaking on engagements at like seminars and teachings and questions that people ask for the past two decades.
All right. Do you have a closing comment you'd like to make?
I will just want to recommend this book to everyone, both those that are adults that are not yet married, and those that have been married for years, there's something there for you.
All right, the book is Romantic and Sexual Satisfaction in Marriage, Rosita Ann DeNiren, along with Colonel Reverend Ann DeNiren. Thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
Thanks.
All right, we're coming back. This is Stu Taylor. David Horowitz up next.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor, love being on his show.
All right, we are back now with a complete change of topic. Joining us is Terry Shodin, and I have to spell this for you. It's S-J-O-D-I-N, if you like I am and you like to Google. She's the author of Small Message, Big Impact, and the principal and founder of Shodin Communications, public speaking, sales training, and consulting firm. Her contact in the industry is rather extensive, so... I want to get right to the book. I have her get to it. The name of the book is Scrappy, a little book about choosing to play big, and it's published in hardcover by Portfolio, a division of Penguin. Terry, welcome. What is an early hour for you? Thanks for joining.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I love the name Scrappy. I mean, it's kind of a word you don't hear. You really don't hear very often anymore. How did you arrive at the title of the book? What's the genesis of that, and what's the overall perspective that this book presents?
You know, well, I can't really pinpoint the very first time I heard the word scrappy. I do remember it being in that book, The Catcher in the Rye, and it kind of exemplified an individual who was kind of full of fighting spirit, you know, a little gutsy, lively, spunky. But the personal illustration of it really kind of came from just being a little frustrated and kind of feeling a bit hemmed in. I had graduated from college. I was in my first sales job. And I felt like I was getting screened out of opportunities that I really wanted. And I was looking for a way out. I was looking for a way to make things happen. I was in my very first sales job. And I was kind of getting blocked at every turn. I'm sure that your listeners can relate to this. We're like, no, we're not interested. No, we're working with someone else. And I started getting that feeling, that angst, that frustration. And quite simply, I'd gone to the movies with some friends. We'd gone to see that classic film, I'm sure you remember, it was Wall Street, where Charlie Sheen plays Bud Fox, mm-hmm. and he's trying to land he calls it bagging an elephant. He's going to try to get a big client in Gordon Gekko, and he kind of devises this plan where he's going to cold call Gordon Gekko's office 59 days in a row. He does all this homework, and he finds out when Gordon Gekko's birthday is. He shows up on his doorstep with a box of his favorite cigars. He kind of schmoozes the secretary, and he gets a shot. And I went, oh, my gosh, that was the aha moment. So he got the shot, but I got the lesson. And then from that moment forward, I just kind of started to look for ways that I could come up with what I call a scrappy effort to kind of get in the door and make things happen.
So today, if you're looking at today's society, we have a rapidly evolving, changing world, both culturally, technologically, and otherwise. Is it more important to use being scrappy today than it was, and if so, why? Or should that mode of behavior be consistent through the years? I tend to think it shouldn't.
No, I'd like to believe that there's always been a need for that kind of scrappy element over time. But to your point, I certainly think that there's just a sheer volume of human beings on the planet, right? It's just exponential growth has required us to do something to stand out a little bit more, to differentiate ourselves from the competition because of just the sheer volume of humans.
You talk about some of the traits, the characteristics of being scrappy. What can it help people do? What will be the net accomplishment of utilizing what you talk about in the book? And you've got a whole list of things.
Right. You know, and And there's been all kinds of incentives. So I spent about 2 years just interviewing individuals who were kind of identified as, you know, scrappy individuals. And sometimes they would get scrappy to earn the right to be heard, to gain access to a person who could help them, maybe to rebound after a disappointment. Or maybe they'd been working on a transaction and were just kind of stuck in the middle, right? The client or prospect hadn't said no. They hadn't said yes. They were kind of at what we call in purgatory. They're stuck in the middle. So they wanted to get a little scrappy just to shake things up a bit. Maybe you do it to get a job, to get promoted, to close a deal, to find a great mentor, to get a second chance, right? There's all kinds of reasons. And, you know, what we found was that people came up with these wonderful, classy, clever ways, which we call workarounds. They found little clever workarounds that got them in the door to help them to make things happen instead of trying to always kind of beat your head against the wall and go through the front door or a window.
There's, you talk about an attitude. It's an attitudinal thing, being scrappy. And I know this isn't science. It's not empirical. It's not quantitative. But in general, does this help everyone? And what, there are no guarantees in life. But what have you found in your research that amounts to someone benefiting from utilizing this this trait, this behavioral action?
Right. So, you know, it's a really reasonable question. So you're not going to get scrappy every day. Usually there's something that's activated the behavior. So with everybody that we interviewed, I asked them, you know, what made you get scrappy? What made you come up with this creative idea? Or what incentivized you? And usually they felt frustrated, irritated, annoyed, or maybe they were just simply bored and they were looking for a change. And I liken it to that little bit of sand in the bed of an oyster. Without that irritation, it creates no pearl. And so there's usually something that activates you that you just go, okay, that's it. That's it. I'm all in. I'm going to go make something happen. And so it happens for all kinds of personalities. We had people who were really shy, but they felt a bit frustrated or they wanted change. And so they found some sort of scrappy effort that worked with their personality. And then we had some really big, bold personalities. People were pretty big risk takers that came up with some pretty elaborate, scrappy efforts. So throughout the book, what I really wanted to do was to show people, look, you can find a strategy that is in alignment with your personality, your style, with your goal. And we offer all of these great stories, which are pretty fun to read. But quite frankly, we do it not so that you'll copy them or replicate them, but maybe it'll serve as a trigger where you'd say, you know, I wouldn't do that, but I do that. Or, gosh, I wouldn't try that, but I could come up with an idea that's similar that looks like this for my, you know, my situation. So it really does kind of stimulate and activate pretty cool ideas that give people hope in a very different way. It's not about just hoping for the sake of hope. It says, look, what kind of practical and tactical things can I really do to change my circumstances?
Can you give us some examples that you talk about? You talk about achievements of scrappy people in the book. give us two or three of them.
Sure. Probably one of my favorites. Well, I can give you a couple. From a really small scale, I was a Girl Scout, and for those of listeners who are Girl Scouts, you know, part of the Girl Scout experience is that you participate in the annual Girl Scout cookie drive. So you get an order form, right? You're knocking on doors, you try to get your neighbors to order cookies. It's very simple. The goal is to sell 100 boxes. And it's not easy. You know, sometimes people don't want the cookies. Sometimes they change their mind. Maybe they don't have money. You have to go back and return the cookies. It's very a laborious process. So fast forward to a couple years ago, I'm reading an article in the Los Angeles Times about a young gal named Danielle Lay, and she and her mom decided to bypass that entire process. And so they actually just set up a Girl Scout cookie stand in front of a legal marijuana pod distribution center in Northern California, and they moved 117 boxes in 2 hours. And I thought to myself, now that was scrappy, right? Now, I'm sure the Girl Scouts' official position is not that they want Girl Scouts standing in front of pot shops, but I think you get the idea here. I mean, she really came up with a clever idea. It was kind of a clever workaround that saved her time, saved her a lot of suffering, and a lot of extra effort.
Give us one more short example.
Oh, gosh. There's a gentleman who came up, who was trying to close a car parts deal. and with advertising. He's an advertising agency, and he was trying to close a deal with a car parts agency, and he couldn't get in the door with the CEO. So he came up with this clever way to send an auto part with a note to the CEO every half hour for about 12 hours. And one was a headlight with a note that said, "We'll shine new light on your campaign." And another one was actually a bumper that says, "We'll cover your rear end." And another one was a door handle that says, "We'll open new doors of opportunity." And because of the creativity, the cleverness, and the consistent amount of time, the CEO thought it was so clever, they got the shot.
Yeah, that's great. It works. And I'm thinking of one. I'm not sure I can tell it on radio, but it's a truck that handles plumbing leaks. I think you get the idea. I didn't want to say it. But love the book. I do have to say, Harvey McKay has been a guest on this show several times, and he's the author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. This is what he says about Terry Shodine's book. There's no one better to write a book about being scrappy than Terry. She is proof positive that your approach can make all the difference. If you are ready to play big, follow Terry's game plan. One of the best new sales books I've read in years. That's quite a commendation from Harvey McKay. And I want to thank you very much for telling us about the scrappy public portfolio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Steve. Have a great weekend.
So we'll be back, and I'll express some views that I have right after this.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Jackie Mason talking. You know, I was just talking to Stu Taylor. You know who he is? I'm glad you do, because I don't, but I was just on his show. Why, I don't know. But thank you anyway for whatever it is that he could have done for me, which obviously is not too much.
Hi, we want to quickly rejoin with David Horowitz to get as much as we can in. This book is a must. It's a must read. I'm asking you, even if you're center left, read the book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. It is published by Humanics Book. David, as we're rejoined, we went into a break, that unfortunate remark, but it's typical Obama, who can't even distinguish between when he lies and when he doesn't. Amongst his other problems, he's totally delusional. His comment will have more flexibility. Yet we come back here, and they're already talking about impeachment of Donald Trump, where there is no crime that has been perpetuated upon us, and yet this whole Russia thing is blown up. Your comments on Russia.
Yeah, here's the political left, which all during the Cold War was making apologies for the communist Russia. Bernie Sanders was having his honeymoon in Moscow during the Cold War. Now, all of a sudden, Russia's a menace, it's infiltrated our government and rigged our elections and so forth. I mean, the things that the left used to accuse McCarthy of were nothing like the outrages that the left is performing now, imputing the loyalty and patriotism of the party that's defended us all these years, whereas the Democrats are the appeasers. So it's just another outrage, and it's made possible by this deceitful press. I think the most important thing, in a way, that Trump has done is to fight the press, not to accept the way they have slanted and distorted American politics.
Oh, it's distorted. Just these past couple of days, the emphasis has been on all of the money that has to be put in to defend where Trump lives, Trump Tower, and his trips to Mar-a-Lago, which amount to a drop in the bucket, as Barry Hussein Obama used to fly on separate Air Force One flights with his wife and even had a separate flight for his dog.
Yeah, and of course, also Obama's a pathological liar, but you know, if you say that.
You're a racist.
Conventional wisdom. Although Jack Castle managed to write an entire book called You Lie, just about Obama's lies. Every time he opens his mouth. But he gets away with it because you have a corrupt media.
Yeah, and I, and again, I started out this interview by talking about a shadow conspiracy. You might have expressed doubts.
These are all powerful weapons, and he's destroying them. Well, they're destroying themselves. They're so ridiculous, but it helps when you have the president attacking them.
The issue of sanctuary cities, over 300, a lot of them don't want to lose funding. They'll cave in, like a lot of politicians may reach into the nomination process and realize that the election of certain conservatives is worthwhile because they're only concerned about their own skin. What's your position on the future of sanctuary cities? Do you think a lot of them will eventually give up their sanctuary status so they can get funding?
Mayors and city councils of these cities. In my book, Big Agenda, I have my whole section on sanctuary cities, which I wrote about actually in 2004, a long time ago, in a book called Unholy Alliance, because it was two communist organizations, the ACLU, which is a supporter of terrorists and a supporter of Castro and an anti-American organization, and the Center for Constitutional Rights, which is the same. And I print in Big Agenda, I print the resolution that created the sanctuary cities. And what it was an attack on the Patriot Act right after 9/11. And what it does is it prevents an attack on the Department of Homeland Security, preventing them from looking at the religious ideas and the political affiliation of individuals, non-cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security. That's what sanctuary city is about. They're treasonous and seditious. And the mayors of those cities, de Blasio, Rahm Emanuel, they all need to be prosecuted. I hope he singles out one, but if he just defunds them, the American people are still sensible, and they're opposed to sanctuary cities. The only reason Democrats, and of course they're all Democrat cities, Democrats have gotten away with this is because Republicans are too polite to mention it.
Too stupid to mention
Republicans it. Republicans just don't know how to fight until Trump came along and Steve Bannon and Steve Miller. He's got a great team up there.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We look at Obamacare and the Democrats saying the Republicans had any plans. 342 bills, I think, were put in front of Harry Reid. He never even looked at them. And yet, once again, because of this rotten, evil, disgusting, traitorous press, most people don't even know it.
Correct. And that's exactly right. The press is an enemy of the American people.
So in the minute or two we have left, maybe you can just highlight what we haven't covered on what the big agenda by Donald Trump will do to save this country.
Well, the big agenda is the first thing you have to know when you're in a battle is who your enemy is. Conservatives understand this when it comes to radical Islam, but they don't seem to understand it when it comes to the radicals that now control the Democratic Party. So I devote a considerable amount of time to who these people are. Their guru, Saul Alinsky, whose main message was that you lie, you pretend to be a moderate when you're a radical, which is what Obama did.
Right, and whose hero was Lucifer.
That's right. I deal with some of the obvious things. Well, first of all, these moments in the campaign, which were tremendously revealing, the power that Trump has because he's not intimidated by political correctness, which is really a communist party line. The very term political correctness comes from Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in human history. And then I deal with things that he needs to do. He needs to.
All right, you're going to have to get the rest of it from this book, The Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, David Horowitz. David, you're welcome back anytime. Please, please come back, all right? Hey, thank you. Going to close out today. Thank you for listening. He's off to catch a plane. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.